Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden told Chinese President Xi Jinping at the start of Monday night's virtual summit that he's looking forward to a candid and forthright discussion on how to establish common sense guardrails between the two superpowers. Biden has historically said that he knows Xi better than any other world leader. It should be noted President Biden did not mention COVID-19 once to President Xi. Mark and Patricia McCloskey, the St. Louis couple who had faced gun charges after arming themselves against Black Lives Matter protesters near their home last year, are in Kenosha, Wisconsin to support Kyle Rittenhouse as the jury deliberates. They said, "We think Mr. Rittenhouse has been politically prosecuted, as were we, and we're hoping that the jury will find him not guilty on all counts and that he can go home a free man." President Biden signed into law a $1 trillion infrastructure bill at a White House ceremony on Monday. Roughly one-tenth of the money will go to traditional infrastructure projects. USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
The Treasury Secretary is blaming the pandemic for America's financial doldrums.
Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen blamed the current U.S. inflation rate to the generalized crisis caused by the coronavirus pandemic and said that she expects the situation to stabilize within a year, although this depends on how the pandemic evolves.
The pandemic has been calling the shots for the economy and for inflation, and if we want to get inflation down, I think continuing to make progress against the pandemic is the most important thing we can do.
In a CBS interview, Yellen said that she believed that prices will return to their normal levels sometime during the second half of next year. From the USA Radio News, West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
The Leonids meteor shower will peak on Wednesday and Thursday night between midnight and dawn. Put your eyes to the east. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
President Biden signed a $1 trillion infrastructure bill into law Monday, a domestic spending agenda that will gift $110 billion to states and local governments to upgrade outdated roads, bridges, and transit systems.
This law was supported by business groups, the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, organized labor, who understands this about jobs. Special thanks to the AFL-CIO, the United Auto Workers, Electric Workers, the IBEW, the Iron Workers. It goes on. Who would I leave out? And my wife is a member of the union, the NEA. I'm going to get in trouble.
Although just over one-tenth of the money is for traditional infrastructure, Republican Senator from Arkansas, Tom Cotton on Fox News, says this kind of spending must stop.
The American people in places like Virginia and New Jersey and Long Island and Minneapolis and Seattle sent a very clear message 2 weeks ago. Stop. Stop the madness. Stop the reckless spending. Stop the open borders. Stop coddling criminals. Stop with all the inflation. the Democratic Party clearly didn't get that message. So if they go on headlong rushing towards this $4 trillion spending bill, if they don't close the border, if prices continue to rise, if Xi Jinping and Vladimir Putin and the Ayatollahs continue to see Joe Biden wearing a kick me sign, then it's going to be a massive repudiation for the Democrats next November.
Monday Night Football saw the 49ers trounce the Rams 31-10 in the NFC West Showdown. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. That's 800-430-0674.
Back on track. Bill Martinez live.
It's how we roll, and we thank you for joining in on the good fight as we're on Team America to get this country back on track. 6 minutes after the top of the hour, Dr. Michael Bussler is with us now, the public policy analyst, economics professor, here to make sense of all this money that is flying out the door. Michael, good morning. Good to have you with us. How are you, sir?
Good morning, Bill. Thanks for having me. As you know, it's always my pleasure to be here.
Well, Michael, let's talk about this bipartisan infrastructure bill. I guess in the final analysis, it was less than 20% is actually for infrastructure. And typical to the Democrats, they loaded up with all kinds of goodies to pay back political favors.
Yeah, you know, this is absolutely the wrong time to be doing this. Now, look, everybody admits that our infrastructure, our true infrastructure needs work. And we've been putting that off really for years and years. That would have taken, as you mentioned, probably only about 20 to 30%, even if you stretch the definition of infrastructure a little bit, it still would have taken, you know, far less than half of what they're spending. The problem is, this is not the time to be doing this. And why is that? We have a very severe inflation problem. And when the government continues to deficit spend, like the way they're doing with these bills, and they're looking at another even bigger bill, when they continue to deficit spend like that at a time when we're running as high inflation as we are, it will simply add to the inflation problem. And already the inflation is running based on October 2020 to October 2021, inflation is running at a 6.2% rate. That's the highest rate we've had really in three decades. So everybody will admit what a problem inflation is. So to at least help reduce it stop any upward pressure on prices, you want to stop all this deficit spending, and they're making it worse. So this is the wrong time to be doing this.
But I'll tell you what. The forgotten man and woman, the woman in the grocery store, the man in the grocery store sees this with their own eyes. And obviously there was a reaction to all this that we saw happen in Virginia and New Jersey here recently. And in other elections, you know, the people are speaking, but the Democrats are bound and determined. I mean, they're totally disconnected. You know, like you said, it's obvious to everybody else, but they speak as if it's not happening. I mean, they got new language for it. Oh, it's all it's transitory. I mean, transitory, yeah. Like what? Like some sort of chronic disease here, and they keep fueling it. I mean, that's their answer, right?
That's exactly right. There's nothing transitory. Transitory means temporary, and there's nothing right. temporary about this inflation. Now, the Biden administration believes once the supply chain issues are resolved, the inflation will go away. The Federal Reserve also, to me, it's shocking they're taking this position, but they also believe that. The reality is, as you said, the average person is experiencing this inflation whenever you go out and buy anything. Really, the federal government, which the federal government, in my view, really caused all of this inflation.
Yes.
And if they reverse some of their policy, they can get rid of this inflation relatively quickly. The problem is, normally with fiscal policy, the government looks to economic goals. In other words, you want to keep prices stable, you want to create full employment, and you want to have growth. And normally, those are the goals of fiscal policy. This administration, the goal of fiscal policy is to cure real or perceived social injustices. It's injustice mm-hmm. everybody doesn't have health care. It's injustice CEOs make so much more than everybody else. It's injustice college students graduate with debt. So every time they try to cure these real or perceived social injustices, it ends up causing more inflation because the federal government just continues to spend money that they don't have. And that creates a larger deficit, which adds to the public debt. And in about 3 weeks, we're going to have to deal with this public debt because we're going to reach the debt ceiling again the first week in December. And I'm not sure what's going to happen to resolve that. But clearly, the federal government is stuck in a deep hole with this deficit. And the first thing you tell somebody when you're stuck in a deep hole is to stop digging.
Yes.
the federal government just doesn't seem to understand that.
But like you said, and they're very cavalier and disconnected. And I think that Jennifer Granholm kind of laughed it off to kind of give us an idea of the heart and soul of this administration when she was asked about the energy problems. I mean, she wasn't even genuine or serious about, you know, about her answer. She just kind of cackled. And I thought, how disgusting. I mean, here's somebody who was a former governor of Michigan, and you would think that she would have some connection with the people, everyday people, and understanding that when energy costs are through the roof, who it affects most. And to laugh about it, I mean, to me, that was such a slap in the face for, you know, those people in our community, particularly the poor, that hits the hardest. You know, people out there trying to earn a living that suddenly their gas prices are up so radically. It's not like, you know, they're getting, you know, some sort of compensation or offset for that. I mean, that's straight out of bottom line, you know, bottom line dollars, you know, for them. It's, you know, and then we're going into the winter and the winter months and the cost of, you know, of gasoline, you know, of
natural
energy,
gas.
You know, for them, natural gas for, you know, these people. I mean, this is going to be devastating. And she laughs. I mean, to me, that bespeaks of everything, you know, so much. I mean, to have that. I mean, if I'd have been the president of the United States and I had somebody on my cabinet laugh over something like this, she'd have been out the door in 2 seconds. I'd have fired her butt in 2 seconds.
Yeah, I don't know whether the Kamala Harris giggle is contagious, but it certainly looks like it's spreading to other members of the cabinet. Look, the federal government, through the Biden administration's policy, has caused all of this increase in energy prices. And how did they do that? They said, look, we're going to their goal is to get America to use less fossil fuels and more renewables. Well, how do you do that? You drive up the price of fossil fuels, so now it's the renewables become more attractive, and they figure people will then switch to more renewable energy. So how did they get the price up? Well, in the long term, they canceled the Keystone pipeline, and they told oil companies that we're going to phase out of this, so that meant the oil companies aren't investing any more money in even maintaining things. And then they stopped drilling on federal lands. They stopped any drilling off the coast of Alaska. That is a severe restriction in the supply of the product. And whenever you restrict the supply of something, the price is going to go up. They can fix this literally in a day just by saying, look, you can start drilling on federal lands again. You can start drilling off the coast of Alaska. That would increase the supply and bring the price down. And as you say, it's not just gasoline and heating oil, but manufacturers are paying more for energy, so their cost to produce goes up. Even retailers who get their goods delivered by truck, their costs are going to go up too. So when energy goes up in price, it ends up having a rippling effect through the economy, and it drives up inflation. That's what started the inflation problem back in the 1970s.
OPEC
curtailed, and we ended up with a problem.
Got to go to break. We've got more from Dr. Michael Buzler on the other side. Stay with us. It's 15 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-897-1434. 800-897-1434. That's 800-897-1434. Paid for by Airtime Media.
Hey, And we're back with you 19 minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Dr. Michael Bussler continues with us. You know, Michael, the people have been hearing Build Back Better, and I've been trying to remind them of where Build Back Better comes from. That is an outgrowth of the Great Reset that the World Economic Forum is pushing. And you have to consider what the World Economic Forum is all about and what they are targeting. And what they're aiming for is a one-world government. And this whole Build Back Better, as far as I'm concerned, is nothing different than Barack Obama's call for the fundamental transformation of America. And what he couldn't complete, Joe Biden is hell-bent on finishing. And it's all hand in glove with the principles of the World Economic Forum. Am I right or wrong in this assessment?
You know, you're absolutely right, Bill. And it's much different than the prior administration who put America first in everything that we did. And what Biden and Obama want to do is this world conglomerate that they're trying to put together. And it simply means that the U.S. Will not have their own interests first. They'll have the interest of the world. Now, what that's going to mean is we're going to end up having to pay things because they'll say, well, the U.S. is the wealthiest nation. They can afford to help all these other countries. And we'll start seeing our money flowing out of the country, of course, to the detriment of the U.S.
And we're seeing that already, and because that prevailing thought is well established, right? I mean, whether it's the Paris Accord or other things that have happened, it's always America last. But it just seems now that it's more obvious than ever that America is here to be abused and used, and that's what they're seeing. And you know, and it's amazing that you have our leaders, including the President of the United States, that thinks that America is so unworthy, and this idea of American exceptionalism is something that just galls them. But they discount all the hard work and dedication that Americans over the generations have put into this country that have contributed to the greatness and the exceptionalism of this country. But I guess, you know, if we had statues for them, we would tear those down too, right?
I'm not sure whether they come down if they had anything in their past that was not perfect. I guess the statues would come down. The statues have come down. People have done great things, but because of some other things that they've done, you want to tear down their statues, and I don't know what they're replacing them with. But look, it's a fact of human nature, at least it should be, that even individual people, they tend to be motivated primarily, not entirely, but primarily by self-interest. And our whole economic system is based on primarily people being motivated by that self-interest. And that's really what made America great. You know, we went from the birth of a nation to the largest, most prosperous economy in the world in about 150 years. Other countries were hundreds and in some cases thousands of years older. We did that because we encouraged individual freedom. We encouraged individual responsibility. We had low rates of taxation and a limited role for government. Everything that President Biden is trying to do is exactly opposite to all four of those principles. They want the government to control the healthcare market, maybe the secondary education market, higher education market. Well, when the government controls a market, they're going to tell people who can do what. So we're going to end up losing individual freedom. And then instead of having individual responsibility, he wants to replace it with social responsibility. The government will take care of you. You don't need to take care of yourself. That itself will tend to stagnate the economy. And then he's talking about, well, all this spending is going to pay for itself. And people say, well, how's that going to happen? Well, we'll offset it or we'll raise more tax revenue. Now, he says he's only going to raise the taxes on people that make over $400,000 a year. The problem is that's only 1.5% of the population. So there's no way you can raise the kind of revenue they're talking about by only taxing 1.5% of the population. So we're going to end up with higher rates of taxation. And instead of a limited role for government, we're going to have a much larger role for government. We're going to end up stagnating the economy, and that will eventually lead to more inflation, too. And it's counter to what made America great. We grew as fast as we did. We became a great nation, and we're extremely generous. You know, we pretty much exactly. take care of everybody in the world. If there's any kind of conflict that develops, we're the first one there to help. We're really the only superpower left in the world. So we need to concentrate on America, make America back to being great again, and then it'll make it easier for us to help other people.
Well, and the thing is that they believe, and I say they, the bureaucrats, the government believes that they're the reason, you know, for the success of America. They take full credit instead of we the people. And this is where we the people need to take a stand on that which they know to be true, and that is that this country would not be where it is but for we the people.
Exactly. Yeah, the government is not what made the country great. It's government getting out of the way and letting people mm-hmm. pursue their interests is what made America great. And look, Americans, I believe, are very compassionate people. That look, once we've grown the country and people are successful, we don't mind sharing that.
Michael, because we're all immigrants. We've all come from these countries that are blighted and that need help. And so yeah. we respond that way. We're not that disconnected, but to hear the government talk, it's like we don't care. Are you kidding me? For all the trillions of dollars, to your point, that we have invested in other countries to help them along, yes, there's been some other problems and, you know, things that have come into play, but that's not the fault of the American people. If anything, they're kind of shocked. They don't understand why these countries are so bitter towards America when we have sacrificed and given them help and everything. Then you find out later on that there are bureaucrats, not only in this country, but, you know, in their own countries that have corrupted the system and have not allowed resources that we paid for, that we invested to help these people out, get to the people as they were intended. And so then, you know, people look at us like, you know, it's our fault. Well, it's not our fault. It's the people that we've put in charge to manage this, and we've not held them accountable. And I think the American people have to finally get fed up enough to this point to say, look, it, government is bloated. It needs to be right-sized. It's getting so big and involved in so many things, whether it has to do with our health care, our bodies, everything that they want to control. And for them, you know, what arrogance. Michael, that they have, that they think that they can cure all the social ills. Who made them the arbitrators? That was never anything that government was intended to do.
No, and the way we have to respond to all this is through the ballot box. As you mentioned, look what happened recently in Virginia, almost in
yes.
New Jersey and other places. Americans, I think, are finally starting, I believe, to stand up to this and say this whole woke culture that you have and this whole idea of the government setting even what the moral standards should be is all wrong. We're Americans are intelligent enough people that we can figure out what is best for us. We just need the opportunity to be able to do that and the freedom to be able to do that. Every time they put another program forward, it removes some of the freedoms that Americans have, and that's really counter to the whole American experience. And you're right, there is an American exceptionalism and a spirit that Americans have that enabled us to grow and prosper. And everything that the Biden administration wants to do by raising our taxes and having the government take care of you, all of it takes away from the American spirit and exceptionalism. And in the longer term, it's going to have very negative impacts on the society as a whole. It's very important when we go to the ballot box, mm-hmm. particularly November, it's very important that we elect people that have the goals and the views on making America great and putting America number one. Now, I didn't say we're entirely motivated by self-interest, that we are considering others, but primarily you have to consider our own self-interest first. And then when we're strong, then we're in a much better position to solve our own social problems as well as some of the
exactly.
other problems around the world.
Well, Dr. Michael Buzler has been our guest, the public policy analyst, economics professor. Michael, as always, we appreciate the time and the insight. Take care. Have a great day and a great Thanksgiving if we don't talk before then, okay?
Thank you. Thank you very much. You do the same.
If you thought you missed the lowest mortgage rates in history, you're in luck because they're back. Mortgage rates are near historic lows again. So if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital Funding is offering a low 15-year fixed rate at 1.875% with a 2.01 APR. Incredible! Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 15-year fixed rate is 1.875% with a 2.01 APR. Second chances don't come often, and you may never see these rates again. So refinance it and forget it. That's a 15-year fixed rate at 1.875%. Yes, 1.875% with a 2.01 APR. Call the experts at Network Capital now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448. NMLS ID 11712. Not licensed in all states. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation and the Financing Law. Number 603-787. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and may not be available to rate law. Discount points may apply. Subject to credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden told Chinese President Xi Jinping at the start of Monday night's virtual summit that he's looking forward to a candid and forthright discussion on how to establish common sense guardrails between the two superpowers. Biden has historically said that he knows Xi better than any other world leader. It should be noted President Biden did not mention COVID-19 once to President Xi. Mark and Patricia McCloskey, the St. Louis couple who had faced gun charges after arming themselves against Black Lives Matter protesters near their home last year, are in Kenosha, Wisconsin to support Kyle Rittenhouse as the jury deliberates. They said, "We think Mr. Rittenhouse has been politically prosecuted, as were we, and we're hoping that the jury will find him not guilty on all counts and that he can go home a free man." President Biden signed into law a $1 trillion infrastructure bill at a White House ceremony on Monday. Roughly one-tenth of the money will go to traditional infrastructure projects. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
With you 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Look, I don't blame you for being confused, and it's not like that we should be surprised. I mean, the Word of God is real clear that there would be a time when the world would be upside down. You know, that which is good would be called evil, evil, bad. There are forces, and this is what we need to be aware of above all, that our fight is not against flesh and blood, that we are entering this wartime period where the principalities that you may have be aware of, you may have heard, maybe this is totally foreign to you, but let me tell you that there are spiritual forces outside of what you can see that are pulling the levers because they're panicking right now. And those of us who are observant of these signs and activities understand that God told us that this would happen. And I believe as we get nearer to the final chapter of Revelations and the second coming of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and I believe that we're, you know, getting nearer and nearer to that end, as Billy Graham said, that these are the last of the last days, I believe that they are freaking out. And as they are freaking out and understanding that their time draws nigh, well, then confusion is really running rampant. And our understanding of reality can be altered. Jeff Kemp is with us right now to talk more about this. Jeff, always good to be talking to you. What's your assessment of what's happening right now?
Well, I agree with you that since the fall of man, and prior to that, the fall of Lucifer, God's opponent, Satan and his, demonic forces, those spiritual powers of darkness that have much sway in this world for a period. They are very active, and the Bible tells us thoroughly, in Ephesians, to have our full armor on because we fight a spiritual battle, not just forces of flesh and blood, and that history will culminate, as you were saying, with Jesus Christ returning a second time, and the kingdom of God, which he brought already 2,000 years ago, it lives inside of Bill Martinez and myself and believers all over the world, and Peter and all the apostles and disciples lived that kingdom, which is why Stephen was able to be stoned and look up to heaven seeing Jesus and with a joyful smile on his face, not be distraught and panicked over the loss of his earthly life. And Christians have been persecuted all throughout the ages and almost counted it a joy to suffer for their Lord because they were looking ahead to the joy set before them in the eternal life, the paradise, the kingdom, the recreated heaven and earth, the presence of God in everything as he intends. So that's the course of history. Now, history has gotten worse and better, worse and better, worse and better, but the general trend line eventually goes down. And ironically, it goes down because humanity, kind of like the Tower of Babel, gets better and better at trying to use their knowledge, their intellect, their technology, today their digital internet technology, to pretend as if they're perfecting the human race and civilization, right? And that's right. Kind of behind what's going on with government today. And many well-educated, elite, Ivy League, graduate school people that think they can decide and control and dictate to the public what is the best they could do. And yet we know that only God knows the best way to go. And eventually mankind will get way out of control and there will be wars and division and hatred and brothers turning against brothers and children against parents. And it talks about those things in the Bible. Yet, Jesus said, you will face trouble and tribulation in this world, but I have overcome the world. Do not fear. Okay? So Christians are not to, light our hair on fire and panic and say, oh, the sky is falling. No, we're just getting closer. And the Bible says to spur each other on to love and good deeds in very creative ways. And don't neglect getting together to fellowship, encourage each other, befriend each other, worship the Lord. And keep doing this more and more, especially as the day of Christ's return approaches. That's Hebrews chapter 10.
Right.
Well, that's what's happening. And, Bill, I think your show and my encouragement to people is, yes, there's spiritual battle, but greater is he that is with us than he that is in the world. And if we love each other well, as Jesus prayed, John chapter 17, and love others who do not love Jesus yet and who are actually working against God's truth and his reality, if we love them, which doesn't mean agree with them, but love them. And I don't think we loved gay people, the lesbians. Today, we have a hard time loving the liberal politician or a trans activist. You know what? Jesus would love every one of them, but he also would be very effective at helping them be set free from the deception of Satan. There is only one enemy. Mm-hmm. The enemy is Satan. It is not people that are trying to enforce, vaccine mandates or people that believe differently than us or behave differently than we think the Bible recommends for human, flourishing. So let's keep our faith. Let's love each other well, not pick on each other in the Christian community. And let us not attack or even have these yucky, I don't like those people, I'm uncomfortable with those people attitudes. Let's ask God for the love that Jesus would have for them. And with that love, we also can be good citizens who draw our distinctions, debate issues, And you do that on your show well. And we work for the best citizenship here on earth, knowing that our ultimate citizenship and our true joy isn't coming from comfortable American life. It's coming from Jesus Christ and eternity.
Well, Jeff, I cannot thank you enough for your encouragement. And it is a challenge sometimes, because as you're discerning, you know, what is going on, you know, sometimes you can gravitate and reflect the culture and put it on people instead of on these dark forces. This is why I'm glad you brought this up, because is important, you know, that we not attack people, but we attack and be discerning of what it is that is being demonstrated here, and knowing that it's not flesh and blood. Go ahead.
No, you're right. In Romans, it says, do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. Well, good only comes from Jesus.
Amen.
Only comes from God. I need to be humble enough to remember my moral virtue isn't good. I'm transformed because of God. God gets the credit for any improvement in my life. I am not better than other people. I am forgiven. Mm-hmm. The longer I go in Christianity, I should become more humble. Paul called himself the worst of all sinners. I doubt he was doing that many heinous things like we do, and yet he called himself the worst of sinners. So as we grow in humility, we can love others and love them well. And it's really important not to get caught in the judging other people. I have a friend I've been dialoguing with. He's much more liberal than me. He is a Christian, goes to a more liberal denomination. They have a lot of things I don't really think are in the Bible. But he said something astute to me, because we've been dialoguing back and forth respectively. He said, yeah, Jeff, I do agree that we don't know how to love well and be civil these days. And it seems like the liberals, my side, is telling everyone, we know better than you, and we're going to tell you how to live. And the conservatives are saying, we won't let anyone tell us what to do. And what happens is the two sides emphasize more the bossiness of, don't tread on me, like the flag in New Hampshire for the conservatives. And we see everything through that lens. And the liberals, we want to tell you what to do. We need to break free of that and be Jesus people.
Well, the fact of the matter is, Jeff, what God has been showing me is there is a balance between the law and love. People want love without the law. You know, the Old Testament is loaded with that prescription of the law. You violate the law, you can't get to the love. But if you get through and understand what the law is, then you can perceive God's love. And we can share God's love one with another. But we have to be respectful of God's laws, because that is the righteousness of God. More from Jeff Kemp next week. Thank you, Jeff.
From city streets to back roads, from road warrior to carpooler, there are some things you can always count on, like the reliability, durability, and power of DieHard, America's most trusted auto battery. No matter where your journey takes you, count on DieHard to get you started on the road ahead. Available at your local Advance Auto Parts and participating CarQuest stores.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Hi, welcome to Furniture Depot. And you, come on in.
Couches are flying off the floor at Cheyenne's Furniture Store.
Sarah, can you go over to dining sets, please?
She needs more sales associates before shoppers take their seats elsewhere.
Somebody get me a price check on Trundle this.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
We're back with you. Good to have you with us. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. It is Samantha Mao time, the good news girl. When you go to BillMartinezLive.com or BillMartinezShow.com, right there at Sam's Corner, is her weekly report of all these great news stories. You know, we like to share some upbeat experiences that are happening in our universe that you're not going to necessarily hear about. Like, for example, this first story of a choking 10-month-old that was saved by a stranger's life vac device. Sam, what happened here?
Well, I can't really imagine anything scarier than watching little baby, you know, 10 months old,
yes,
choking and realizing there's nothing that you're able to do about it at that moment. So there was a couple down in South Carolina, and they're, you know, they're sitting in this little restaurant eating out, and they're, you know, they're giving their baby little pieces of pancake, and, you know, there's actually video footage of this happening. And you can kind of see the mom start, like, the baby starts choking. The mom starts kind of hitting her son on the back, you know, patting him on the back, kind of turning him over. And then, you know, about 30 seconds to 60 seconds, then you can see her start to panic. And it's just like she sees him start turning blue. You know, they did an interview with these parents, and they're just like, they go from thinking, oh, no, just like, we're just going to tap him and it's going to be okay, to, oh, my gosh. You know, he could die. And so you see the mom start to scream, and diners from everywhere start to, you know, start to run around, and everybody's trying to figure out, what do you do? You know, the Heimlich maneuver is not working. None of this stuff is working. That's when salvation came in the name of a guy named Major Hillard. And you actually see him in the video get up and run out of the restaurant. So you're thinking, what is this guy doing? And he comes back out with this little thing. It's called the life back, and you put it on someone's mouth, and it's like, it's kind of like a plunger for your mouth. And apparently, isn't that amazing? You just put it on there and you pump it. Put it on this little boy. Like, at this point, Major Hillard comes in. This little boy is unconscious. His lips are turning blue. You know, it just doesn't look good. And he comes in and a few pumps, and the pancake pops out. Little boy's eyes roll back open. And he starts gasping for breath, and he was saved, and he's going to be okay thanks to this invention. Isn't that amazing?
That's amazing. Yeah, I've I've heard about this LifeVac device. I've never seen one in operation. But they're showing in this video, which is on our website, you see the video itself and how it's utilized, right?
Right. And, you know, this is one of those things that he had it in his car for 5 years, never used it. And just he happened to have it at the right moment. And, you know, I think this kind of reminds us, too, that it'd be good for everybody to know the Heimlich maneuver and CPR and different things like this. Exactly. You know, I actually took a class recently because I'm just like, this is one of those things you never want to need, but you don't want to not have it if you ever do need it. So
exactly. Wow.
And so this is,
thank God. Wow.
This is something, you know, if you have small children, LifeVac might be something you definitely want to have. And this could be used for adults, too, in case of an emergency. So definitely a feel-good story. I have the feeling they're going to be friends with Major Hillard for the rest of their life.
You think? Yeah, he's on the Thanksgiving list, Christmas card, you know, all the lists, you know, going forward for this 10-year-old. And this is, or this 10-month-old. I mean, this is the thing that's amazing. Again, you know, but for him not being there, what would have happened? You know, like
right.
You said, you get to that point, and here you see, you know, really, it's just one of those miracles. I mean, I don't know how else you can describe it, but one of those things that you have, you know, a good Samaritan who's there, who's got the device and had the, had the wherewithal and the clearness of mind to realize, oh, I've got something for that, and runs out to the car, and here he is, you know, he hadn't used it, it's just there for 5 years in the trunk of his car.
Right.
You know, what an amazing story for just that time and for that 10-month-old. What a great story. This next story is also touching, about a young boy who uses his Make-A-Wish grant to feed the homeless for a year. Wow.
That's
great. Is this kid something special, huh?
Oh, he absolutely is. Well, Abraham, he's 13 years old, and he's from Jackson, Mississippi. And, you know, Make-A-Wish is something that children who are incredibly sick get. He needed a a bone marrow transplant. Unfortunately, he's already had that, and it's been successful. But he still got to have his Make-A-Wish. And, you know, as he's writing with his mom one day, he's just sitting there thinking about what could he do with it. And he decides he wants to pay it forward and he wants to help other people. And I just think, you know, when you could do anything, like Make-A-Wish for a kid, you could do so many, like, do you want to meet your celebrity? Do you want to go to this place? Do you want, like, it's Make-A-Wish. It's anything you want. And
exactly.
He just decided, I want to help other people. And, you could just tell it gave him so much joy. He was talking about people singing and thanking him and handing out the meals down in Jackson, Mississippi. And I just think, you know, I think
how
that
cool.
He has a very grateful heart, and I think he's going to really change the world for the better. Because when you can do anything you want and you choose to help others, you know, that's not even something you normally think of being a thing for Make-A-Wish. I've never heard of anybody else. You know, you don't even think of that being a consideration
exactly.
that they would normally have.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Well, what a great story as we come into the Thanksgiving and the holiday season. And this young man has blessed our audience and blessed all of us with his story. And like you, you know, I can't wait to, you know, see him down the road, you know, another 20 years down the road, and what this young man, how he develops with this kind of character in his background. I mean, this is really, really special. This next story is about a little girl who was reunited with her teddy bear 1 year. I mean, you lost your teddy bear for a year. It's funny how they find their way back. Even teddy bears can find their way back home, right?
I know. It's a different kind of bear in the park.
Yeah.
This is,
that's right, exactly.
So this is a Glacier National Park, and this bear is a very special bear. When this little girl, Naomi, was adopted from an Ethiopian orphanage back in 2016, her future parents actually sent her this bear so he could be Ben and Addie Pascal. They sent her this bear so the bear would be with her until they could get there. So this bear is very special to her. It's traveled with her from Ethiopia to Rwanda, Croatia, and Greece. It's just her little companion and very special. So when they went to Glacier National Park last year and the bear ended up getting lost, this became, you know, something that it was very big on their hearts. And, it's a national park. So you're wondering, what are the chances you're going to find this little brown bear? It kind of blends in. And anyway, so they, they thought about it and they prayed about it, and they actually ended up having a family friend who went to Glacier National Park. And she was just like, she prayed and she was like, God, if there is a way that I could find this bear because it's so special to Naomi, let me find this bear. And it turns out at the end of last season, there was a park ranger that found this bear, and usually he would have thrown it away because it was in rough shape, but he just felt something special about it. He ends up keeping this bear and putting it in the dash of his truck. And the neighbor, the family friend and neighbor sees it as she's driving by, takes a picture of it, sends it to Naomi's dad. And that turns out to be the bear, and they were able to be reunited. Wow. Isn't that amazing? Well, this bear has had quite a life.
Well, yeah, exactly. I mean, talk about the journeys of a teddy bear and this, and this forest ranger. I wonder, what he must have felt like that here it is. Hey, you've got my, you got my friend's daughter's little teddy bear and all the deal. He's like, what?
He said he knew it was special. He had actually adopted, he said that he adopted the bear while it was, quote unquote, in hibernation.
It was in hibernation. Very well said.
Yeah.
So he named it Caesar. He even named the bear.
Yeah, that's right. I'm just like, this little girl has to keep this bear for the rest of her life. I mean, what a special, because not like teddy bears are special things sometimes, but this one, to be one that was with her before she was even able to come home to her adopted parents, it's just a very special thing. And I do believe there are miracles where God kind of intervenes. And, the chances of this family friend recognizing this bear in the dashboard, her car had actually been turned around. That's why she went past him. So it's just an amazing thing.
Talk about an answer to prayer. See, God says you don't have because you don't ask. So you ask, and now here you go. And what a blessing, for somebody to realize that God had the answer, and there it was. Proof again for all of us that he answers prayer. That is such a sweet story. And the thing is about teddy bears, Sam, is that people, all over the world, they have their teddy bear. There's something about that iconic little, fluffy little teddy bear. They all have their stories. I mean, we could probably write a book, teddy bear stories, and just fill books with all kinds of stories just like that that are so heartwarming. Now, there's a link between being kind to others and happiness, according to a UBC researcher, right?
That's right. So they actually did an experiment recently where what they decided to do is give college students between $5 and $20. And they were like, okay, so half the people would have to go spend it on themselves, half had to go spend it on somebody else. And then at the end of the day, they would ask people about what their level of happiness was. And it turns out the people that did that spend the money on other people were happier than the people who had spent the money on themselves. And I think that's a really interesting thing about humans, and I think it kind of one of the things that makes them beautiful, that we can get joy from helping others.
Again, we're reminded, better to give than receive. 30 seconds left. A woman becomes friends with a penguin. This is interesting.
That's right. So at the Cincinnati Zoo, there's a woman that comes in black and white, kind of the pattern of a penguin. And if you have the chance to check it out, you definitely should. This penguin starts following her around. I encourage anybody that's out there in Cincinnati to go by that zoo and visit that penguin, wear some black and white, and make his day.
Exactly. Why not?
It's adorable.
Samantha Mao.
That supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift. An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented.
Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Frustrated trying to get business.